The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining me today. The Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's an annual event, and it's going to take place again this year, pandemic be darned. Bo Rusk is the chairman of the Omaha Walk to End Alzheimer's, and he joins me now on Live and Local. Thank you, Bo, for joining me today.
Mike, thank you so much. It's important that we get the word out there that even though there's a pandemic and so many changes happen in the world today, we're still fighting a good fight. We're still making sure that people are getting taken care of through this pandemic and that, you know, that research continues.
Well, you chair this Omaha Walk to End Alzheimer's as your hobby, if you will. You also are the memory care director at Starboard Village Senior Living Dial Properties. And this pandemic has had quite an impact on our seniors who do not live in the home, who have to live in a facility. And can you explain to me how much more of an impact, a negative impact, if you will, it has been for seniors who suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's?
Absolutely. It's been heartbreaking, Mike. The pandemic has made it so that we have this balancing act of, you know, we fully understand that people need people, especially people with dementia who do so well with that socialization, who do so well with that love that, you know, that families and care partners can provide. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, we have to limit that to make sure that the residents stay as safe as possible and hopefully avoid catching this virus. And so, unfortunately, with a lot of these residents, as the disease progresses, they're less able to understand why they can't see their family members. Some of them, they understand, they feel that something is missing, somebody is missing. They might not really remember who anymore, but they know that there's a gap in their life, in their day-to-day right now. And so the team does the best they can in filling that gap. But really, you know, without seeing their loved ones from on a day-to-day basis, it's heartbreaking. It makes a major impact on their quality of life.
This Walk to End Alzheimer's, this is for the Nebraska chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. If one is curious about that website, it's alz.org/Nebraska. With this walk, part of it is raising money, of course, for all the work that the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter does. But it's also healing for the people who give care and give love to those suffering from dementia. Isn't that true?
I love that you said that, Mike. You know, this is this support is for absolutely everybody, whether you are directly affected by these diseases that cause any form of dementia, or if you're indirectly affected, or if you simply just realize that this is a critical health concern that affects all of you know, the entire world. We are here for everybody. We want to raise that awareness to show that absolutely nobody has to fight this alone, that we have an entire team, we have an entire organization that's here to help you, to talk to you, to help you through this. We have a 24/7 hotline that people can call to receive that support as well. Events like the Walk to End Alzheimer's help support those things, help fuel that understanding, and also, you know, help fund those resources that are so vital to care partners and people facing the disease.
Yeah, probably a good time to mention right now, whether you are looking to donate, volunteer, or if you need help because you are caring for someone who may be in the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, alz.org/Nebraska is a place with many resources. It's what I like to call the one door to many. You can go there, and if they can't directly help you, they'll point you in the right direction, correct?
That's exactly right. Again, that's where you can find that hotline, that 800 number that you can call anytime. You can also provide a number of resources that walk you through what exactly is dementia, difference between Alzheimer's and dementia, and you know, changes in the brain, and also what you can do to monitor your own changes or monitor the changes of your loved ones.
Bo, how is the walk going to be different this year with the pandemic? There've got to be some kind of changes. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually really excited about this. So normally the walk happens as a large single event where we walk as a large group of supporters for the cause. But this year, of course, we have to change that. We have to keep everybody safe. We want to keep everybody safe. So we're encouraging social distancing, but we're doing that by promoting the fact that walk is absolutely everywhere. So you can walk with your social bubble, you know, with the social distancing. You can walk with your immediate family. You can walk in your neighborhood. You can walk on a treadmill. You can walk in your favorite park. So Walk is absolutely everywhere, and you can show your support also by logging into that ALZ.org website, as well as signing up for the mobile app, which has things like the new thing is the Walk Main Stage, which is virtual. Main stage this year, which is going to be great. That's where we'll also be doing the Promise Garden ceremony, as well as on that main stage. So the key difference is Walk is absolutely everywhere. The other thing is normally we stop registration ahead of the walk, but this year we are actually pushing registration for team members until December 15th. We want to keep raising those funds and keep fueling this fight against these horrible diseases.
It's the Omaha Walk to End Alzheimer's that takes place starting October 3rd, goes through December. He is Bo Rusk. He's the chair of the Omaha Walk to End Alzheimer's, also memory care director at Exarvan Village Senior Living Dial Properties. Bo, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Really appreciate it.
Mike, thanks for getting the word out. Thank you so much.
ALZ.org/Nebraska.